I've got a great book about. We had a bit of a discussion on this off air before I brought you on, and I reckon this sounds fantastic. It's called Dame Edna's Ednopedia. Of course, it's written by her good friend Barry Humphries, but I can just imagine some of the definitions in that would be absolutely hilarious.
They certainly are, Martin. Yes, it's that time of the year when we get a wide variety of humorous titles published purely for the Christmas gift trade.
Which is 66 days away, but you probably knew that, and I don't think our listeners needed to be reminded. But anyway, there it is.
It's coming way too quickly.
66 days, wow.
look, this is just pure fun and merriment. We start off, it's done alphabetically, so we start in the A's, and the A's have everything catered for, but not forgetting things like aeroplane jelly and automatic record changer, through to Z for zinc cream. And in fact, in the Z's, Dame Edna, in her wisdom, has only nominated Z for zinc cream. And then along the way, through the alphabet, we have everything from pavlova to, of course, gladioli. And in fact, she devotes three pages to gladioli.
Of course.
So she obviously ranks that as a major item regarding to Australian history. And then we have everything from the Beck's pill to Dries-a-bone coats to the Esky, Hill's hoists. They're all there. In fact, I've had a look at some of the pages in here, and while some of them are just pure nonsense, there are actually certain pages where she's actually put in a bit of proper history.
Right.
So you are finding out about some of the terminology and phrases and what have you that are used.
Yep, where the B&D roller door came from, for example, because the B&D was the first two initials of the two blokes that invented it, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yes, it's exactly that kind of thing, yes. Yeah, she's got an interesting little thing about whoop-whoop, and so you find out more about where the term whoop-whoop came from.
Right, okay. Well, I've got no idea where it came from, but I've used it myself on many occasions.
Well, apparently there's a little locality in Western Australia that is actually officially called whoop-whoop.
Yes, go on, tell me, it's just past the Black Stump, is it?
It could well be. But look, this is sections of this are very funny and are beautifully written. I mean, there's no doubt about Dame Edna and her good mate Barry Humphries. They certainly know how to use the English language to its very best.
Well, the Australian language, not the English language.
This is true. Yes,
it is. Yeah. Imagine what someone who's not from Australia would make of it. They'd be a little bit confused, I think.
Certainly, there are certain pages that they would be very muddled up. They just wouldn't understand it at all.
So tell me, does Celeste Patterson get a mention at all?
Actually, in the sections I've looked at so far, no.
Okay.
Now, I haven't gone through this book by every page, but no. In the brief checking I've done, no, Celeste doesn't get a mention, but I haven't looked at it absolutely page for page.
No, well, that could be another book in the making further down the track, perhaps.
Well, could be. Actually, I'm just having a quick look here at Foster's Lager. I thought, now, that's something that Celeste would approve of. No, he doesn't get a mention under Foster's Lager.
Right.
No, that might be for another book. Yes. Yeah, so, just pure fun and merriment. She's got a great little section on Germaine Greer, and a lovely a little note at the end of her page on possums that if you're in America, don't call someone a possum because they would be rather upset.
Well, yes, I think the word beaver has a different meaning there as well, so we'll steer well clear of that. And in real life, I know Barry Humphries and Germaine Greer are very close friends, so that would explain why she gets a chapter in there or a section in there as well.
That's right, yes. Yeah, no, they are close mates. Yeah,
yep, sounds like a great book, Tim, and dare I say it, a perfect Christmas gift. But thanks for sharing that with us again today. We'll talk to you next week for another book
That's
of the week.
All right, Martin. Thanks for having me.